Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, Gay and Lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Woman's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that same government who has run Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and 12 other entitlement programs into bankruptcy? A government bureaucracy who can't run a railroad, your airports, secure your borders, or find 15 to 20 million illegal aliens? That same government that allows Islamic women to take their driver's license picture wearing a neck scarf covering their face because it offends their belief. What's next? Allowing the Ku Klux Klan wearing their hoods? Is it common sense to bankrupt the American treasury? Fighting wars for countries whose silent majority won't fight for themselves? Your debt is now $9.4 trillion. Is it common sense to continue to give away $9 billion of taxpayer money to unfriendly countries in foreign aid, including $2 billion a year to Egypt, who votes against the United States 80% of the time in the United Nations? All this while your own inner cities crumble. 40% of your high school graduates can only read or write at a fourth grade level. You have to import people from China and India for your high-tech industry because you haven't got enough smart people in America. And New Orleans and the flood victims of Iowa continue to be forgotten. This is madness. Lay down your misplaced global burden and rebuild America first. You can't support the world while neglecting your own country. Are you unifying the country with common sense when both of your presidential candidates cry out, "We must show compassion for the 15 to 20 million invaders from south of your border"? But not one word of compassion for the overburdened American taxpayer who is forced to subsidize the invaders by paying over $250 billion of their hard-earned money to establish America as the welfare department of a failed, corrupt foreign country. Are you unifying your country with common sense by sending out your utility bills and your Social Security checks in Spanish? Legal and illegal immigrants have no incentive to learn your unifying language because you make it easy for them not to assimilate. How many of you write in big letters across that bill, "English only, please," and send it back? Stop bending over backwards to accommodate every other culture but your own. Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We called them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now. Join the grassroots movement of the second American Revolution, not of guns and violence, but pressure, pressure, pressure on your non-representing representatives who created these problems in the first place. This is the most important phone number in your democracy, the congressional switchboard. Pick up your phone every day, every hour if need be, and call your representatives and tell them in no uncertain language to listen to the silent majority or else be thrown out on their hindquarters. It's toll-free, and your taxes pay for it. Would you stand by and watch your family perish when you have the power to save them? Of course not. Then why are you doing that to your own country? 1-866-340-9281. Perhaps you allow all this destructive, uncommon sense out of a distorted notion of tolerance. Remember what Aristotle said, tolerance is the last virtue of a dying society. You are tolerating the behavior that is destroying you. This wine was once rich, highly desired and admired. But when you dilute it with enough water, it stops being anything. Take back America now. Choose to be part of the second American Revolution. Pressure, pressure, pressure. No presidential candidate, no political party can save you now. Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God.
Illustrated National 1, Roger. BCS arm switch is on. Okay, Victor. Landing rocket arm switch is on. Here comes the throttle. Circuit breakers in. We have separation. Inboard, downboard, they're on. We're coming forward with the side stick.
Looks good.
Roger. I've got a blowout. Damper 3.
Hit your pitch to zero.
Pitch it out. I can't hold out.
All right, everyone. My name is Joseph Gifts. This is Blog Talk Radio. How's everyone doing tonight? A little after 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast. That was my one of my little tidbit new introductions that I that was from the $6 Million Man. Anybody remember that TV show from a long time ago? The Bionic Man. How did they know about things like that back then, huh? How did they know? How did they know? Well, last night was the GOP debate. I got a little tidbit here that I want to play between Rand Paul and Mark Rubio. I think you guys, it's about 3 minutes long. Pretty sure you guys will enjoy it. Maybe we can comment on that. I mean, Donald Trump, he wants to, I kind of am beginning to like him in a little bit of a way because his immigration policy that he wants to implement if he's elected president, Dwight Eisenhower, our former president, he had an immigration policy, I forget what the year was, I believe it was back in the early 50s, where they rounded up Mexicans and illegal immigrants and just, you know, they had a task force. They rounded them up, you know, brought them to the border and said, see ya, don't come back. And I believe he rounded up about 1.8 million of them. And his policy and his immigration policy then was favorable, but today, you know, we have to be politically correct. And, you know, we don't want to offend anyone. So, you know, so we don't want to guard the borders. We don't want to, you know, these illegal immigrants that come over to this country, take advantage of the system, save all their money, and then move back to Mexico, okay? Which, I don't have a problem with people coming into this country, but if you're going to do it illegally, then no, we have laws. If we don't have any laws, then we have a muck, and we don't have any type of system in place. So we have immigration laws. The Italians followed it. They came over here, and they were successful. The Jews, the Irish, you know, the Asians, they follow the immigration laws. Why do the Mexicans get away with it? Why shouldn't they follow the immigration laws? Well, back then, they called them wetbacks. They rounded up the wetbacks, and, you know, that's a racial slur, you know, calling a Mexican a wetback, you know. But it's okay to call a white person a cracker, you know, honky or whatever. You know, that's okay, you know. It's okay to, you know, like I said, discriminate against white people, but, you know, you make any type of comment towards any type of ethnicity or other race other than white, then you're a racist and you're shunned by the public. You can even be fired from your job. And if it's a criminal case or a big civil case, oh, God, just look at George Zimmerman. He wasn't even white, but they made him into be a white man, George Zimmerman. He wasn't even white, but they made him into being a white man. Okay, whatever happened with that NBC or CNN clip that they used where they edited the audio of George Zimmerman where they changed his 911 call around where he called the Trayvon Martin a coon. They, you know, they played it coon, 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 coon like 35 times in one segment. I remember watching that on entertainment TV. And whatever happened with that? Why aren't these people, why isn't this being prosecuted? That's fraud. That's slander. You know, everyone forgets about these things. It's brushed underneath the carpet. I mean, who is CNN, a news reporting agency, who are they to alter an audio clip of a 911 call? Who are they? What gives them the right and to broadcast it on national TV to fit the purpose of their own agenda? You know, I mean, whatever happened to that? But anyway, I'm going to play this little clip here of this and maybe we can comment on that. Tonight's show, I want to try to shrink. I didn't want to broadcast tonight. We had a good show a few days ago on Sunday. I didn't want to broadcast tonight, but I'm going to try to do 2 days a week. I haven't agenda right now, but I think it's pretty good to go with Sundays. That's a definite. And either Wednesday or Thursdays. So we're going to do 2 days a week, 7 days a week, 6 days a week. It's too hard on my family. It's too hard on my friends. It's too hard on my supporters who tune in faithfully. So, you know, let's scale it back. And if anyone can give me some suggestions or maybe they want me to go 3 times a week, you know, because your opinion matters, then please email me, joegibsonishome@yahoo.com. And let's get the schedule set. And the time and the time, and let's keep it that way for the foreseeable future. But we'll go ahead and play this little clip here. So it's about 3 minutes and 37 seconds long.
In 35 out of 50 states, child care costs more than college. There are millions of people watching this broadcast tonight that understand exactly what I'm talking about. They don't know how they're going to make that payment every month. And if they can't make it, they can't work because someone needs to watch their kids during the day. They don't know how they're going to save for their kids' future to go to college. And so, yes, I have a child tax credit increase, and I'm proud of it. I am proud that I have a pro-family tax code because the pro-family tax plan I have will strengthen the most important institution in the country, the family.
Neil, there's a point I'd like to make here. Neil, a point that I'd like to make about the tax credits. We have to decide what is conservative and what isn't conservative. Is it fiscally conservative to have a $1 trillion expenditure? We're not talking about giving people back their tax money. He's talking about giving people money they didn't pay. It's a welfare transfer payment. So here's what we have. Is it conservative to have $1 trillion in transfer payments, a new welfare program that's a refundable tax credit? Add that to Marco's plan for $1 trillion in new military spending, and you get something that looks to me not very conservative.
Thank you.
Governor, Ron? Governor Kasich.
No,
let me come to Governor Kasich.
No,
Governor Kasich.
Me, I was there.
Excuse me, I need to respond.
Very quickly, Senator.
No, I get my 60 seconds to respond.
Very quickly,
to talk
please.
About my tax plan.
Please.
So let me begin with this. I actually believe, first of all, this is their money. They do pay. It is refundable, not just against the taxes they pay to the government, but also on their federal income tax. It's refundable against the payroll tax. Everyone pays payroll tax. This is their money. This is not our money. And here's what I don't understand. If you invest that money in a piece of equipment, if you invest that money in a business, you get to write it off your taxes. But if you invest it in your children, in the future of America, in strengthening your family, we're not going to recognize that in our tax code. The family is the most important institution in
society. Nevertheless, it's not very
conservative. And yes, I do want to rebuild the American military.
How is it conservative?
I know that Rand is a committed isolationist. I'm not. I believe the world is a stronger and a better place when the United States is the strongest military power in the world.
Marco, how is it conservative? How is it conservative to add $1 trillion expenditure for the federal government that you're not paying for? How is it conservative? How is it conservative to add $1 trillion in military expenditures? You cannot be a conservative if you're going to keep promoting new programs that you're not going to pay for.
I may respond
more quickly. Yeah. Very quickly, Senator.
We can't even have an economy if we're not safe. There are radical jihadists in the Middle East beheading people and crucifying Christians. A radical Shia cleric in Iran trying to get a nuclear weapon. The Chinese taking over the South China Sea. Yes, I believe the world is a safer... No, I don't believe. I know that the world is a safer and better place when America is the strongest military power in the world.
Marco, I don't think we're any safer. I do not think we are any safer from bankruptcy court. As we go further and further into debt, we become less and less safe. This is the most important thing we're going to talk about tonight. Can you be a conservative and be liberal on military spending? Can you be for unlimited military spending and say, oh, I'm going to make the country safe? No, we need a safe country. But you know, we spend more on our military than the next 10 countries combined. I want a strong national defense, but I don't want us to be bankrupt.
Well, and there is a middle ground. There is a middle ground that brings both of these together.
Okay, that was a little tidbit from the puppet show. Rand Paul, I support Rand Paul, actually, but he, you know, that was his chance to stand his ground and speak up. First of all, the United States government created ISIS. All right, and they created Al-Qaeda, okay? So as far as America being a safer place, we are safe. Nobody's coming over here to chop our heads off right now, okay? So he should have just stood up to him right then and there. He should have challenged him on the military-industrial complex right then and there. And as far as tax money, look, Rand Paul knows very well the Federal Reserve prints the money. It's nobody's money, and it's not money. It's paper. It's paper receipts. We only use it to barter with, because that's what we're told we have to barter with, according to the United States government. Now, we could barter with things privately. I can say, hey, I'll swap you this, swap you that, and I can use this, you know, or we can swap gold or silver or what have you. However, in public or in business or in commerce, we must use Federal Reserve notes, according to the United States government, okay, according to public policy, not public law. There's two different things there. Public policy, okay? Because, like I said, the Federal Reserve prints the money, okay? Well, they print the paper, the paper receipts, and they discharge the debt onto you, okay? And that's what you're doing. You're discharging the debt onto another individual when you make a purchase at a store. You're giving them a receipt for debt. It's not money. Why? If it's money, then why in the United States Constitution does it state that gold and silver is legal tender, okay? Nobody questions these things in colleges and universities across the country, and most don't even teach about it in economics class. So, like I said, a good book to read for anyone out there is The Creature from Jekyll Island by Edward Griffith. It explains the entire Federal Reserve system in a nutshell and what it is all about and who controls our so-called money that we use every day. So that was a chance for Rand Paul to really slap that Rubio guy right upside the head with some facts. However, he didn't do it. We see, Ron Paul would have. He would have. But we know Ron Paul usually got laughed off the stage because he's a conspiracy theorist, even though he was talking the truth and the facts. And technically in 2012, Ron Paul received so much support and so many votes, but we all know presidents are selected, not elected. So your vote does not count. If you go to vote, you're just wasting your time. That's what you're doing, because your vote does not count. If you think you're making a difference by going into that, entering a ballot in the ballot box, you are just wasting time. Can't you do something better with your time than play with these puppets? Yes, the next president will be the CEO of the United States Corporation, whether it's Trump, Hillary, or what have you. Okay, they are the CEO of the United States Corporation. Those of you who have contractual obligations with that corporation, which all of us do, we do it unknowingly, whether it's through a driver's license, birth certificate, social security number, 401ks, whatever have you, bank accounts. You have a contract with this corporation, the United States Corporation. Okay, that's why when you receive a bill in the mail, your name is all large capital letters. And if anyone understands business law or corporate law, when you address an individual in writing, your name is all large capital letters. When you were in school, you were taught your first letter was capitalized, the rest were in small caps, correct? So why then, when you receive a bill in the mail, your name is in all large capital letters? Okay, why in your birth certificate is your name spelled out on banking bonded paper, okay, in all large capital letters, and there's a bank routing number in the right-hand corner of your birth certificate, okay? And if you go to Fidelity.com, they used to do this. I don't know if they still do. It's been a few years since I checked. But if you went to Fidelity.com and typed those numbers in, you can actually see how much you're worth on Wall Street, how much they are trading you every day. Target, Walmart, all these big conglomerate corporations, they trade with you every day, trafficking men's souls, just like the Bible says in the book of Revelation. But anyway, back to Rand Paul and the puppet show. Anyone want to contribute tonight? 657-383-0616, press 1, and we'll put you on here. Okay, I got one of my support. I got Florida, Sebastian Florida on. This is Joe. Go ahead, Joe. How you doing?
Well, hi, Joe. I just wanted to tell you, interesting so far. On this Martin boy, okay, the one that had the trouble with George Zimmerman. Well,
yes.
You know, at one time, George Zimmerman, when he was doing the patrol work, he was over 200 pounds. And Crayvon Martin did not weigh that much. And I've always wondered, how come that guy down and, you know, bust his head open so quickly? Well, I started looking into it a little bit. Well, what I found was that Clavon, you've never heard this on a radio. They talk about anything under the sun but this. Clavon Martin took judo. And a lot of the black people that are in New York City or Queens or Manhattan or different places, they go very religiously and take all the shows, they'll do all the training. And then when it comes time to register your hands, they just don't show up. So there
okay.
They are. They're a person that has the training, has the knowledge, but nobody can find out where he is. I've told one person here in Florida, and he said, that's interesting, Joe. I'll pass that on. But it never got passed on. Never, never, never.
I've never heard that about Trayvon Martin. I mean, when they showed his picture on TV during the trial, he looked like he was 8 years old, you know.
Yeah,
they made him look like a little baby,
you
know.
Right. That's about what happens. Now, ever since I got a computer, right now I don't have it. I had a lightning strike in the house and didn't know it, and my screen is gone, and outlets on the outside of the house, they all shut themselves off because I have a detector inside right by my service that shuts them off. Anyhow, well, I've looked a lot. I've always done reading on FEMA. I always thought
okay.
that FEMA was going to be a troublemaker. Well, it was 2 days ago. Our grand and glorious puppy dog president, he authorized FEMA to carry weapons, both long and short. This was on TV. And also military equipment. Okay? Now, well, I've heard that, you know, FEMA is going to be taking over the people. More or less,
Joe, you're talking about Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. That's what it stands for. And you're talking about FEMA agents are going to be armed, and
yes.
they're going to be.
Yes. They will be armed, and they will be given military equipment. Okay. Further.
To do what?
Well, they wouldn't go into that part on TV.
Okay.
You know, you can imagine, you know, well, when they're issuing people guns, they're certainly not going to go out and say, hey, you know, we're going to give you a 30-06 and a Browning high power and a Gatling gun and all of that. It's just for you to go ahead and, you know, play marbles with them. But
no, I understand. They have an agenda. They have an agenda, Joe, and they didn't disclose that agenda. So, but what you're trying to say is, why are they carrying these guns? Why? What is their agenda?
Well, I guess their agenda is that I think, okay, by all that I've read, that eventually there will be they'll try and make a takeover. Okay, when everything else fails, they will try and take it over. That is why the people should be aware of these things. I've got pictures of where this boy from Wallingford is going to go for basic training. I took basic training down there too, okay, at Lackland. And then I got pictures of Scott Air Force Base, where I went to school. And, you know, basically all the houses are about the same, you know, the barracks that they use. So, well, to put it that way, I guess we have to watch out. I can tell you one thing that I don't think everybody has heard this here, but there is an organization here in Florida that says that they will never allow it. And it's a military type organization. They will never allow a takeover here.
They'll never allow martial law. They'll never allow martial law. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
That's about all that I have to say right now. I like the show tonight and what was happening. And that's all, Joe. Over to you.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks. I appreciate your contribution tonight. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. That was Joe in Sebastian, Florida, talking about very interesting things. Some people probably maybe don't understand what he's talking about. see, he's kind of like going in a like an outer line of what's happening because he doesn't want to disclose too much, or he knows that many of you probably don't understand. Like, for instance, FEMA. FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Anytime there is a so-called disaster or state of an emergency, they automatically step in and have total control over that area. Okay, like in Hurricane Katrina, when in Louisiana and New Orleans, when they confiscated people's guns, okay? They kicked down people's doors and confiscated their weapons, okay? If there's anyone else who wants to contribute tonight, press 1. Or the phone number is 657-383-0616. You can surely participate tonight in the conversation. I know I didn't advertise the show, but I do have a few people on the line tonight. And like I said, also, what I stated in the beginning, just to recap, I want everyone to try to email me, if possible, and tell me what days should we permanently schedule this show. I know in the beginning we had our, we were going on all different times. We'd start at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Nobody knew when the show was. And then we went to the full-time schedule, and we eventually stayed with the 6 or 6:30 schedule. But, however, things have changed in my life, and I don't really have the time now to invest in the show 7 days a week. However, we do like Joe said, he enjoys the subject we were talking about tonight, and some of the topics we talk about, he enjoys, and he's a supporter of the show. And we talk about a wide range of topics where we try to help people and whatnot. But, like I said, I want to at least be on the air 2 nights a week and advertise those 2 nights a week where we can get a broad spectrum of new supporters. We have been gaining new supporters lately. Just for instance, we had a few teenagers on Sunday evening where we had new voices being told. And this way I can start booking guests also, okay? But, yeah. To touch up on what Joe was talking about, FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, if the government is going to start arming these agents, this is something that should cause alarm. People should be talking about this. And also what he talked about with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. And you see we had a lot of Mira cases later on down the road where, they publicized this so-called racial motivation for killing a black person. Like I said, George Zimmerman was, and Joe said, how did Trayvon Martin knock down this 200-pound man, who was armed, by the way? How did he do that? One punch? I mean, this kid must have known something, and that makes sense now. He studied judo. He was a judo expert. So why? Why wasn't that disclosed? Why wasn't that brought up during the trial? We know everything else was, the word cracker. Where white people are called crackers. See, people don't understand, really, that's actually a compliment to a racist. You see, the word cracker originates from the whip. When the slaves were owned by the slave owners, and they would whip them, they would crack them. That's why they called white people crackers. They crack them with the whip. Crack, crack, you see? So a racist actually enjoys that. See, people don't understand history. They don't understand these slangs and these words, So and the blacks use it. Ah, that cracker, So they don't even know what they're talking about. However, the racial tensions across the country, I don't see any in my particular area here in North Carolina. However, there are in other sections of the country very bad, very bad. So, hey, you just need to watch your back, stay alert. And stay focused and don't feed into the nonsense, okay? But, hey, thanks for everyone tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. We will cut the show a little bit short tonight. I appreciate that. So those of you who took your time to tune in, I really do appreciate it. I will see you back on Sunday evening. So thank you very much. Oh, wait, I got someone who wants to press 1 real quick, so he probably wants to add something. I'll go ahead and get him on. Go ahead, Joe.
I don't want you ending the show so early. We all got here, and now you're going to hang up.
Yeah, well, I can go no longer than 45 minutes tonight.
All right. Well, you're talking about our politicians. I think we should all vote for Hillary because she's the one. Hillary for prison. That's what we need to vote for.
There's a T-shirt out, you know, that you could buy. There's a T-shirt that's out now, Hillary for prison.
There's a DVD out, Hillary for prison, too, because I made it.
Then we need to buy it. Tell me where we can get it.
Listen, ask Mike from Wisconsin. He'll let you know.
He was on tonight. He's off. He's not on anymore. He was on, though, for a little while, but he's checked out. But anyway, you got anything else you want to contribute?
Nothing really. I mean, you know, you got the Republicans up there. They're talking a good game. I think any one of them will have a better shot at anything than the Democrats. Because as far as the Democrats, the only one you really got is Hillary. And, you know, you really don't know about her story from back when Bill was in office. You know, if you knew the kind of person she was, if you researched her, you'd find out what she's really like. But I, as far as the Republicans, you know, are speaking, any one of them is even better than what's in there now, for sure. But you know what? They're politicians, and you can't believe a word of what they say.
That's correct. You're right. They're right. You're right. And what did you say? I use that slang now. Presidents are not elected. They're selected.
Well, that's what I believe in, because, you know, you don't know what they're doing. You don't know where the votes you supposedly see are coming from. You know, it's all a put up deal. You know, you don't know it. You can't prove it. You know, Bush lost Florida, and then they had to recount, and all of a sudden he won. You know, come on.
Yeah, no, I agree. You're right. I think maybe we'll look into a little more depth about that, the voting system. How does the voting system actually work? Do people really fully understand the voting system, the electoral college, the delegates and all that? I think maybe in a couple shows, since it's, you know, election time and everyone's talking all these elections, maybe we should – I'll do a show where I go a little bit in depth and discuss that, what the electoral college is and how your delegates and all that nonsense. You know, what does it really mean, your vote? And you'll come to find out it doesn't mean anything.
Pretty much. That's right. I don't even really know how it works, but I know about what you're talking about, though, and you're probably right. It doesn't really matter one way or the other, you know. But the Republicans, like I said, I think that I watched it after the fact. But you know, they all put up a good game, and if they even tried to accomplish what they talked about, it would be a much better country. But you know, getting them up there and actually doing something is something else.
I agree. Hey, all right, Joe. Thanks. I appreciate your participation. I'm sorry I had to cut the show a little bit short tonight, but I promise the next show we'll do a full 90 minutes. That'll be on Sunday evening, okay?
Sure, we'll be here.
All right, thank you very much. Hey, thanks for Joe in Florida and Sebastian, Florida, for participating tonight, and Joe in Meriden, Connecticut, for participating. Everybody, good night. God bless. Take care.
From the Rogue Nation and Eternal Militia. It is an open letter to the New World Order. You have had control for so many years, played your war games, making money off both sides of the wars, robbing the common citizens of this nation every way we turn, our gas, our food, our utilities, our toys, etc. But the internet has turned out to be your own worst enemy. We know you now. Patriots like myself have researched and found out who you are, where you work, where you eat, where you live, where you play. We watch you every day. We are the guy sitting in the car across the street. We are that new guy who just joined your church or came to work for one of your companies. We live for the day when you will be dealt the same level of evil and cruelty you have been dealing all of humanity. You may know everything about us too, but we don't care. I pray that you try to round me up for one of your FEMA death camps. For you would rather tickle a tiger's ass inside a phone booth than try to take me alive. We fear you not. We may wait on you to make your first move to try to take our liberties, or we may go ahead and strike first and remove you from the face of the earth. All your money and power will not protect you from our vengeance, which we will have very, very soon. You forget there is strength in numbers. You forget there are still American patriots by the millions who will never submit to you or be your slaves. You forget about the 200 million firearms on the streets of America. All you New World Order thugs combined, Blackwater, the brainwashed military, the thug jackbooted cops, FEMA stormtroopers, United Nations peacekeepers, cannot even come close to defeating us. You will make your last and stupid mistake when you declare martial law and try to round us up. But we will fight to the death and take you with us. You should never sleep easy, for you never know when you may wake up in the middle of the night with a Colombian necktie and us standing over you, laughing, while you take your last breath and when we the people take this nation back from your evil grip. We will hunt you to the ends of the earth and shoot you down like mangy dogs. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers. That communication came in from a sniper. I suggest you think about what the fuck you're doing to our goddamn country. Now, a message from the Sons of Liberty concerning the New World Order. You're fucked.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.